Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to try some things out on you guys.
Okay.
Probably easier for me to do this. It makes more sense to do it to Aaron.
No, it doesn't.
You don't even know what it is.
It doesn't.
Why are you so closed? I want to try out some pickup lines. I want, because like,
okay,
I just need to get better. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I want to be more smooth. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You knowing know? What to say is.
Yeah.
Probably most of the battle, and that's why, yeah, I'm out of the... It seems terrifying. Like, I wouldn't know. What do you say? What do you do?
I mean, I'm looking at you right now, and I'm like, you don't have a pen, you don't have paper, but yeah, you still draw my attention.
The delivery was pretty good on that one.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like how at the end of it, yeah. did
you
like
you it? Definitely sounded drunk after.
Did you like that?
Yeah. Where'd my underwear go?
Would you like to see if you can escape my room?
Okay, all right, no, they're back.
And we're done.
I'm really just kind of looking for an excuse to delete my dating apps. Think you might be it. Nope.
No.
No, that's not. I would think that's good.
No, because that one's overused now.
Well, that's like Hinge. That's their thing.
And it's like in all of the bios for people where it's like, I really want to get off of this app. And it's like, no, you don't.
This all started because somebody claims they've invented the best pickup line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what sociologists and psychologists, they got together, tried out a bunch of stuff, I guess.
They tried them out, or was this run through AI? Did they physically go somewhere and try them out?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Doesn't say.
Yes, yeah, I wasn't.
Because to me, it's like, couldn't AI just like advance the process?
Maybe.
What could... I have a weird question that could get me in trouble, but I'm just like, has anyone here ever hit on the bartender?
No.
Because it's impossible to hit.
Bartender.
The T-Pain song.
Yeah. Okay. I'm at the bar with her.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because it's impossible, right? Because they get
Wait, what's the line where it's like, drink, drank, drunk, or whatever?
We bought drinks to drink. We drunk them. Got drunk.
Okay. So good.
Sorry, you were saying? I think you could hit on a bartender.
No, I don't think you can because they get hit on all the time. Like, what are you going to say to a bartender and go like, I'm so different than every other schmoozer? And then
they're probably thinking like they're only flirting with me because they're trying to get a free shot.
No, because that's the other thing that I do that I think is stupid. Then I wallet flog it.
Oh, yeah. That's even worse.
Is it? No, I want you to know that I'm generous with my money and my time.
Yeah, but doesn't that make it... Yeah, I don't know. It's seems like you're.
No?
It's like, it just feels like there's a quid pro quo going on there about, like, I'm giving you a lot of money.
No, but that's at the very end. Like, I'm tipping at the very end.
Oh, so you're just setting the vibe the whole time.
Yeah, and then it's just like, here you go. And then just like, I don't write my number down. Yeah, never mind. There's just this one really cute bartender, but it doesn't matter.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, we're not going to explore that right now. What we're going to do, what I think we do, is we're going to get the perfect pickup line. Mm-hmm. Tiak has used his scientists or whatever. He doesn't even know. Neither one of you
we
know.
We haven't even said what the...
I know, okay, and we're not going to. This is called a tease.
All right.
We're going to eventually tell you, but we want your perfect pickup lines. And we do this every once in a while, but right now, they don't have to be catered so I can use them, but it would help. They don't have to be catered so I can use them specifically for a bartender, but like that would be...
It'd be helpful, yeah.
So okay, if you have the perfect pickup line...
Mm-hmm. If it's worked on you...
But you know what? We will also take the pickup lines that were just massive swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Because that's the anytime you're building ones. A thing, you need to know what works and what doesn't work. Like, here's a weird spline tool. You don't need that. What we need is a flathead screwdriver and a Phillips head screwdriver. So give us both. Weird mm-hmm. spline tools and flat. What is the best and worst pickup line ever?
Definitely don't talk about tools. If someone hit on me and was like, you want to use a Phillips head and not, like, no, no.
I bet you the right guy could talk about his screwdriver.
Yeah,
and
probably.
It'd be a panty dropper. All right, 303-222-5423 or text in 51059.
So Japanese sociologists and psychiatrists have come together. The best pickup line ever is this. Are you ready for it? This time next year, let's be laughing together.
I don't...
Was it my delivery? Did I mess it up somehow?
Yeah, you're terrible. Okay. But it's like, that's your...
There's a couple reasons.
That's not your open... You can't open with that. That's not an opener.
Yeah, not an opener.
You can be talking for a little bit.
After you laugh a little bit, and then it's like, God. This time next year, let's laugh together.
Let's be laughing together. There's a couple elements. They say that if you say this time next year, it sends a signal that he wants more than a one-night stand.
They're all lying.
Okay. But also they say together.
Can we take your filter out of this?
No.
Okay.
When you say together, it gives the impression of romance. And when you say laughing, it's like, oh, it's easy to deliver. Like, oh, we're just laughing, you know? No pressure.
But let's do this for a solid year. Or let's make a connection 1 year from now.
Yeah. I've heard people use it to pick a line. Oh, here we are. This is so us. And it's like, we just met. But I've seen guys use that before.
I do kind of like that one.
Because it's like, it's almost intentionally awkward. Like, you know, I like that. Lean into the awkwardness. That's what I would do.
Because I've actually witnessed it in a bar where a guy, like something happens and like you bump into each other and it's like, oh God. And it's like, oh, our first fight. And you're like,
oh my gosh.
And it's like, don't know. It's too.
She's smiling big.
I like that.
You do?
Yeah. I do.
This is so us. Slacker. Look at us.
Are you Lightning?
Mm.
Because you're McQueen.
Ka-chow.
That's good. That's good. Are you alone? Because you've got my interest.
Oh, I get it. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. It shows I'm financially...
Are you Wi-Fi? Because I feel a connection. See, I think when you go nerd bag, you're not going to get anywhere.
I think it's harder, for sure.
No. I don't use a line necessarily. All right. We need pickup lines. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are, we're doing pickup lines. And I...
Mm-hmm.
I'm crushing it.
Mm.
Well, I mean, when Tiag did his, like...
He did one off air that was wild.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Please do.
It's so hard to explain. We might have to shoot a video of it. But you basically go up to a girl. I mean, I'm just going to say that. You go up and you go like, what's that over there?
And
right
you,
there.
Like, point right next to their face, like past their face.
But that feels like the thing you're going to do before you either like, well, boop. And like, or you're like, you're going to drop a roofie into their drink.
Mm.
It feels very like, here's a distraction.
Right, yeah. I've just seen, this is not mine. I've seen it on the internet.
But you just did it to Aaron and it was really strange, but like, As she turns away,
yeah,
you grab her face and turn it back to you.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
And then what do you say?
I don't know. I think you just like look into her eyes. I think.
But
it's
you
just
told
like,
me to look over there. What am I supposed to be looking
I'm
at?
I'm lying already. I don't know. I've seen that online. Like,
but you just touched her face. That, like,
but there
lot.
Is something about like a good face grab. But if it's
a face grab from somebody you know,
exactly, and if it's just so out of the left
I don't
field
think
or whatever,
just like some of the other lines, it can't be the beginning. You gotta be talking for a second. You gotta be like kind of like you feel a little vibe. You're like, what's that over there? And then pull her back.
Yeah.
Then you've got it, because then you're the first thing can't be touching her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yes. It seems weird.
Damn it.
And Aaron said I had cold hands. So.
Yeah, you did. You did not do any of the prep work. Robert?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. What's your pickup line?
Well, this one's for the girl that keeps telling you, I have a boyfriend. I have a boyfriend. Love you this. Tell her, what's do a test and your boyfriend have in common?
What?
They can both be cheated on.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I want to hang out with you. I want you to be my wingman forever. You had another one, Tiak. If she says she's got a boyfriend, what did you say?
Oh, yeah, if she said, oh, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend. You go, oh, when's the wedding? And she goes, what? There is no wedding. Oh, I guess it's not serious.
Oh.
I've seen
and then,
that.
And then you know what takes that to the next level? His little laugh, like. Sarah?
Yay.
Pickup lines, what do you got?
So I don't know if it's good or bad, really, but it got me. I had just moved to Colorado from St. Louis, and I moved to Greeley, little bitty bar, working at a little hole in the wall bar. Yeah, it was a much of a culture shock for me. For
okay.
Sure. But small town, so this guy comes in and I'm talking about, yeah, I just moved here. And he's like, oh, is your last name Campbell? And I said, no, it's such. And he's like, oh, because you are good. Like, I totally fell for it.
You fell for it.
I thought he was serious.
Are you still
I
with
like,
him?
It was a small town. No, I'm not with it. No, I didn't fall for him like that.
No.
You slept
like,
with
I
him.
About, like, I, I'm
did
like,
you
I don't
sleep
know.
With him?
Small town? No, I did not.
Dude, this is my research. I need to know how far good got him.
How many soup puns do I need to be prepared with?
Thank you, Sarah. Devin?
Yes.
Pickup lines, what do you got?
I got, not mine because I'm married. I just heard it the other day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what they all say.
I said, girl, do you own a bakery?
No.
No.
Well, what do you do with all that cake then?
What do you do with what?
All that cake.
I don't understand.
What?
Oh, God. You don't know what cake is? You got a fatty.
Huh?
You got a fatty. You got a big butt. It's a good, you got a juicy butt.
Yeah.
I was supposed to know that cake is butt?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have. If you're out here, you should.
You should have known.
Out here?
Yeah. Out dating?
Oh, but you're out here. It should be out there.
No, he's over there.
Okay.
We're out.
Jeff.
Sir.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, what's cake?
Hey. I'm sorry?
Yeah, exactly. All right, what's
That's
your pickup
not fair.
Line? What's your pickup line, man?
So, I don't know. It was probably, like I said earlier, it's probably like a screwdriver, flathead, and a Phillips.
Okay.
I was trying to date a bartender.
Oh boy.
And I literally went up to her after I got the courage to do so, and I just said, can I buy you a drink? And she loved it.
That's kind of witty. I like that.
Because
she works there. She's the bartender.
Yeah. So could you also be like, come here often? Oh, would that work too?
No, not
can
that
I
one.
Ask her about cake?
Yeah, sure.
I think Jeff.
The bartender in question has a lot of cake. Not a lot of cake, just perfect cake.
Mm.
Like a mini bundt cake.
Amelia? You're taking this too far.
Nothing bundt cakes. Amelia?
Yes.
Yes. What's your pickup line?
Yay.
Yay. What's
your dad must have been a thief. Oh. Why would you say that?
Why would you
he
say
that? He stole the stars and he put them in your eyes.
Hmm.
It's when they have this many moving parts and they have to say a certain thing.
Yeah.
It's like, your dad must have been a thief. It's like, yeah, he was. He did like 20 years in Attica. It's like, oh, okay, well, my line is blown and I should probably, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If there's a back and forth that has to happen, it just, I don't like it.
Okay, yeah.
Irina?
Yay.
Yay. Pickup line.
This is for the boys, because if a girl says it to a boy, he will run away. Okay. But my pickup line is, I know I can have your beautiful eyes, but our kids can.
Showing interest in the future? Showing long term?
You basically just said impregnate me?
Well.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
So it's time for all the headlines of the day. We call it news or nope, but it's not going to be those kind of headlines.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Good evening. Fast food lovers and ice cream lovers rejoice because McDonald's is finally legally allowed to fix their broken ice cream machines.
Hold up!
Yes.
There's been, hold on.
Break, do we have a breaking sound?
No. Like, well, sure. What, like this? No? No.
Like breaking news, you know?
Oh, well, we play that.
But like a nut, like a siren maybe? Yeah, again. I don't know.
There you go. Okay.
Any of those, really?
What are you looking for from me?
You got it.
Here's the thing. Are they really ever broken? Because to
they
me,
they were, right? Because McDonald's technically didn't own the ice cream machine. I thought so.
Yep. They couldn't legally repair them. They had to call specialized
people. And that's why they were always broken.
But I call BS on it. Because what I've found, like in the one in my hood, it's a bunch of, okay, they're just first time teenagers working a job, right? Mm-hmm. And they find out that the ice cream machine is the thing that takes the longest to clean at the end of your shift.
Sure.
And it's like, it's 8 o'clock and you've got a date and you're like, we normally clean the ice cream machine at 10, but like if I clean it now, then I can get out of here. Mm-hmm. And then if anybody comes up, it's like,
ugh. We just say it's broken.
It's broken. And it's believable because it's become this zeitgeist thing.
Right.
I think 1/10 of the ice cream machines are actually broken. And normally it's just people getting ahead on their job.
It could be. I've seen that a lot at like an Applebee's. They have all the with the blenders, drinks
the
with fruity
the blenders. Drinks. Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like, oh man, we just ran out of margarita. It's like, no, you didn't. Like,
you I still want it on the drying
right,
rack.
Right.
It's right
there. You're lying. But so the story that you're saying is there really was some sort of legal battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where only the certain operator could come and fix the machine.
Okay.
But now there's a loophole, a new exemption in the copyright law, so McDonald's isn't held to that anymore, so they could get those same teens to fix the machine themselves if it goes broken.
Well, they can.
Yes, which, to your point, will it be fixed?
No, it will not.
It just legally could be fixed.
Okay. Check back again next week.
All right, we'll check back with you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hold on. It doesn't say how much. Oh, wait. I don't know how much it is.
Okay,
I am just
reading
the story.
I don't know what
Do you guys want to split the ruby slippers from Wizard of Oz? They're for sale. And I was trying to figure out how much they were to figure out how much.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
They exist?
Which I thought they were stolen and lost. But they're for sale.
I thought they were in the Smithsonian.
Mm.
The real. Yeah. They're not really made of ruby. Are they?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
But yeah, I would think they'd be somewhere already.
In a museum. They're for sale.
How much?
I don't know.
Do they who's selling it? Sotheby's or somebody? Do you understand that if I turned on the news station and they started as awkwardly as you did, hold on, I don't have a number.
They were stolen in 2005, but then found in 2018.
Could you maybe get your crap together and then tell your story? Like,
listen, did you hear about the ice cream machines?
I did. We're all distracted by that. Can we take this opportunity, as long as we're talking about ice cream machines, to just do the public service that you've wanted to do for years? Because it's now started to affect me. So
what?
When you go to...
Oh no, it's affecting Slacker. No, let's take it seriously.
It affects him because all he eats is fast food. But like, if I go to Dairy Queen and I want soft serve ice cream with M&M's in it, what's that called?
Oh, I know. Oh, yes. It's a blizzard.
Right.
Thank you.
If okay, I go yes, to McDonald's and I want soft serve ice cream with M&Ms in it, what's that called?
McFlurry.
Ah, okay. If I go to Sonic and I want soft serve ice cream with M&Ms in it, what's that called?
A Sonic Blast.
Okay. So, if I'm at Sonic and I go, I'll take an M&M Blizzard. Hey, Sonic employee. You know what Dairy Queen is.
I know.
You know what a Blizzard is, and you know you make a thing that is that thing. But when you go like, what? I don't understand. What? A Blizzard? What? Yeah. You know what I want. Yes, I misspoke. I'm sorry that I misspoke.
Yes, yeah.
They
always act so confused. Like, what? I'm sorry.
A Blizzard? Yeah. Like, you want snow to come from the sky?
Thank you. Yes.
No, I said M&M. Do you have something on your menu with M&Ms in it? Yeah, it's a Sonic. What?
Sonic Blast.
Yeah, I want that.
I know. It's already degrading enough. I'm here in secret trying to get some food.
Yeah, you're pretending you have a kid.
Yeah, right.
It's like, yeah, one for my kid too. Yeah, oh, did I leave him at home? Oops.
Yeah, and they're like, no, you say it.
Say Sonic Blast, damn it.
No.
If I'm at McDonald's and you're functioning thing and I order a Sonic Blast, you know what I mean.
Right. Yes. Thank you.
Blizzard is the Kleenex of tissue.
Yeah.
I agree.
Hand me a Kleenex. Yes. Like, oh, all I have here is the Kroger brand. So I guess I don't have any. I just have tissues. And meanwhile, you're bleeding profusely from the nose. But I'm over here going,
I don't have.
What
could
you possibly mean?
You say it right.
All right. Sorry.
I'm with you. I agree. It's been affecting me for. Good evening. Today is National Saxophone Day, and as an E-flat alto sax player myself,
wow!
I think, we should all... Did you know that the woodwind's inventor was born on this day? That's why it's celebrated on November 6th. The woodwind inventor, Adolf, not a great first name, but the last name, Sax. His last name was Sax.
That's why he called it saxophone?
Yeah. Who knew?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, his last name is Sax.
Yeah, just S-A-X. I used to have a shirt in high school. It said, I'm a sax symbol. And it had Ziggy on it playing a saxophone. You remember Ziggy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It didn't
work. So you lost your V-card when you were like 30-ish?
It was like the second I threw that shirt out.
Women were like, hold on, he might be effable.
Good evening. It's a mess. That's it. We're a mess.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hold on. I know we've talked about this before, that you're a terrible driver, T.I.
Yeah. The people are over it. They don't want a
Here's
new
the
topic.
Thing. You did this. You're the reason we're talking about it again. Because we did a break about Aaron rode with T.I. to my father's funeral.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aaron confirmed what you've said before, that you're a terrible driver.
I have said that before, yeah. Okay. I don't deny that at all. Terrible driver.
Okay, great. So we did
totaled
the break.
Lots of cars. Thankfully, not the one we were driving that day.
Do you ever think that people understand that when we say break, that means just when we're talking right now? Like, I sometimes... You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah. Like,
because I just said, we did the break, and people are like, what is that? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like sometimes we're a little too inside baseball, and they don't understand what we're talking about.
Segment, maybe, would be another break.
I hate that, too.
Because
I'll hear other shows go,
discussion.
Welcome to the program, and you're like, is this a program?
I love
not a
program.
Really?
You do?
I grew up on talk radio. Welcome to the program. I love
it. But is this a show? What are we doing right now? I mean, just...
I don't know.
Loaded question. Yeah.
Scraping the bottom.
Okay. Long story longer, when we did that portion of our program.
When we talked about it earlier.
Yes, a break.
Can we say welcome to the program?
Yes,
I seriously
okay. Welcome
love
to the program.
So-
Well, it seems weird to say it now.
Okay, I don't know. There's never a good time to say it, but.
Yeah, I got an idea. We do you guys each do the good evening on your
I
stories.
I literally just wrote it down in my notes to say for that instead.
It's got to be a news or not, news or nope from now.
Yeah.
Like, I can.
Whoever goes first, welcome to the program.
Okay.
Back to you, T-Hack.
Anyway, when we talked about it, it happened.
Yes.
We confirmed you're a bad driver. Bob's your uncle. Move on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
Today, T-Hack has the courage of his convictions and just goes, hey, Aaron, just why'd you say that? Like, right. You asked her, like, you didn't, you had the chance to ask her with the ultimate truth detector. We were on the air. You could have said, Aaron, specifically, what did I do wrong to make you think I'm a bad driver? But you didn't. You've waited a week or so, and now you come in and you're like, off air, you're like, hey, just curious. Is there, not that it's been eating at me, it's just keeping me from sleeping.
Well, because I'm not trying to argue. I'm not trying to be like, well, what? What did I do? I'm like, I'm genuinely that's, like,
but that what? Is what you said.
What were the things?
But I did say that I am also a bad driver because I remember a texter writing, like Aaron's solution to being a bad or to fixing her bad driving is to remove two wheels. Cause you want
a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah.
If you're a bad driver, you're better in a tank than you are on a unicycle.
Yeah, I'm looking at adding wheels somehow.
Add wheels. Yes. Yeah. Good. Get one of those trucks with the dualies.
Yeah.
In
can
the
I
back.
Get like a Caterpillar? Kind
yes.
Of this?
Yes. A tread, a tank. Yes. You need a tank.
No, I am telling for the people, do not give T-Hack a tank.
So I want to recreate the conversation that just happened.
Okay.
With honesty. Aaron, I'll be you. I'll be you, T-Hack.
Okay.
So, I mean, not that I'm mad or anything. But I don't know why.
I don't.
You're all of a sudden doing that.
I don't sound like that. I didn't say that.
What did you say?
You said, I said, what was bad about it? Because you never actually said, you just confirmed, yes, he is bad.
Yeah.
But we didn't get into the details about what was bad about it. And I want to know, because I, like, what did I do?
Well,
he's just...
No, it's fair because you have to know your problems in order to fix them. So, makes sense.
Can we do me next?
Yeah.
Okay. Not my driving, just whatever.
Just all of your
Start
problems.
Start texting in now.
What are Slacker's problems?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
No, very like jerky. And I remember there was one specific.
Like he slams on the brakes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gets really close to the car in front of him like kind of waits to the last minute to brake.
He's my son. You're my son.
And there was a stalled car in one lane. So people were like kind of last minute having to get over. And he didn't see that until the very last minute and almost caused another stalled car to be there.
See ya. My son drives exactly like that.
Good. All right.
Cool. He's all the cool 17. Kids are doing it. He's, why do you suck? Just can you put your finger on how a man of your age, and now you have other lives that are in your no that's right Angie drives
yeah I don't drive them
that's it
you really don't do you
I drive my son to school yeah
but how far does your wife allow you alone with your son like 2 miles
yeah give or take.
Oh my God!
I'm not good at the highway. Definitely, because I don't do it often. I drove a lot on the highway back in Iowa when after DJ gigs. I drove all the time, but it was at 3 a.m. So nobody's on the road. So I think it's when the other cars get on the road. I start to get nervous, and I've wrecked cars several times. Always involved with another. I'm trying to be open here. I'm trying to be honest,
it's
vulnerable.
Just so sad. I'm good at the driving, just it's gotta be, you know, after an apocalypse.
Yeah. Open road, no so one else out there.
COVID, I was awesome.
I was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or when I'm just alone in my car and no one's judging me from the passenger seat, that helps too.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
OPP, other people's problems. Tiak, what is happening today?
Nina has a question. How much parenting can you do for someone else's kid?
Oh,
I can answer that. Zero. Next. Nina?
Yai.
Why would you need to parent somebody else's kid? What happened?
So it has to do with my daughter's best friend, Charlotte. I have a little 9-year-old girl named Maddie, and her best friend is Charlotte. And I mean, best friend, like, they are inseparable. They are always having sleepovers or trying to have a sleepover. Like, they want to be together.
God, I love that face.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
Yeah. But unfortunately, the last few times that Charlotte spent the night with us, she's wet the bed. And it hasn't, you know, this isn't an issue she's had before. So I mentioned it to her mom, and she just seemed, you know, kind of unfazed by it, and basically was like, that's what kids do. It happens. And I, sure, all kids have accidents, but, you know, when it's happening multiple times, you know, then she's sleeping over, you know, it's a little awkward. So I'm just like, you know, there are some precautions you can take, like, you know, to help kids make it through the night. It's like
what? Put a pull-up like, on them?
Yeah, exactly. Like a pull-up, but it's like, you know, I don't, you know, true. Is it fair? Like, I don't want to overstep my boundaries. I don't want to ask a child to do that. Like, and her mom's being really dismissive about it. And it's like, I don't want to, you know, embarrass this 9-year-old little girl, you know.
But she's already being embarrassed by, I would assume she's kind of wrecked when she pees the bed, right?
Yeah, like I'm sure it's very, you know, uncomfortable and embarrassing for her too. And it's just like, I just want to know, is it fair to, you know, cancel sleepovers until Charlotte can get, you know, her bladder under control, essentially? Like, I'm overstepping my boundaries, but
being the only one in the room that's not a parent at all, I immediately had a red flag go up, because what is going on at the house that has made this change? And why is the mom so dismissive?
Exactly. Yeah.
There's something else.
Oh, my God. I don't think like that.
I don't either.
Because nothing's going on in my house.
Well, I used to pee the bed and nothing was going on either.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
But did you have...
Until I was
it
like...
It was continuous. It wasn't you were good and then...
Yeah. I guess so, yeah. I just...
Tell you were?
Like my wedding night or so? No, like 12. Pretty old.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I had to wear pull-ups. So I would have loved it if it was like, hey, we're all wearing pull-ups. Just for the heck of it.
Do you know what?
You know?
I love how comfortable, like, that you're not afraid that I'm going to just use that mercilessly.
I'm going to pack that in my pocket.
Oh, my God,
for later.
Is that in a black book forever?
We're here to help Charlotte.
I know, and the show is all about honesty, but not that kind of honesty.
What?
Why not?
You were 12 years old, bro. What?
Yeah, I'm shining light on it. It happens. I don't know. I had no...
Okay, and you didn't have any, you don't feel like you had anything else you'd like to share? There wasn't childhood trauma at your parental home.
Then,
because you were a peer, would you not do sleepovers because you knew you didn't want to go to somebody else's house and pee on their bed?
I would do the sleepovers, and I think it's like a snowball effect. I think it would make me more nervous, like, oh, remember last time you peed? Like, don't pee, and then you pee.
So you have peed somebody else's bed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Multiple, like all my friends.
I don't know what to say.
Not like in the last 6 months.
Struggling so hard. Nina, I swear we're going to get you an answer. In fact, let's get people who are less affected by THAC on the phone. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I mean, I think, I don't want to speak for everybody in the room, but I think to this point, you've done everything right. You reached out to the mom. That's step one. If she's not willing to really take it seriously, I mean, you don't want to punish your daughter and Charlotte. Like, they
exactly.
want to still be BFFs.
Mm-hmm.
And you still want to have a comfortable environment.
But can you make a rule like, my house, you wear a pull-up? And maybe your daughter wears one, too.
If you told,
I would have loved that. You're like, oh, we're all wearing pull-ups? Then it's not me that's the only one. Like, I would have loved it.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't want to shame her. I don't want to make her feel ashamed. Yeah. And like, I don't know if this is happening at home or if she's just getting nervous now, sleeping over at someone else's house. Like, you know, but I don't understand why the mom won't take precautions. And, you know, I don't want to have to change the sheets every time, you know, there's a sleepover. It's just, you know.
When, to be fair, too, I'm not trying to say there isn't anything going on either. Mm-hmm. Like, they're very,
it
like, that is,
could be.
That's
yes.
kind of, I agree with Aaron. That is a little bit of a red flag, but.
Okay. I don't know what to do. I guess I have to ask you, T-Hack.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody called you and said Leo peed their bed, you would do something about it. But let's pretend mm-hmm. you weren't going to. Would you be mad if somebody dressed your child in undergarments? Like, to me, that's a very personal thing. I know we sexualize children and we shouldn't, but it's like, you had my daughter remove her underwear and put these on. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's not cool with me. Even though I started it by not addressing the root cause of this whole thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be mad if I found out, oh yeah, no, when I go over to cousin Jimmy's house, they make me wear this to bed.
Yeah. I can't imagine not doing something about it myself though.
Correct.
Like, hearing about it and being like, well, he needs help. Like, what's going on? Leo, why didn't you tell me this happened or so, you know?
Right.
Like, let's get to the bottom of it. So I can't imagine not.
But you wouldn't be comfortable if somebody did that.
No, not without a conversation first, at least.
Yeah.
At least, yeah. But it sounds like they're close, too. It's not like it's a stranger or anything, either. It's like,
this mom seems dismissive already. Like, what are you going to do? Call her and go, I'm thinking about putting pull-ups on your daughter. What do you think? I don't care. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the right answer.
She has a daughter? Like,
right. Or all sleepovers at Charlotte's house from now on, so mom has to clean it up?
Mm.
Like, I don't know the answer. This is strange. I wonder if any of your childhood friends' parents could call in, T-Hack. How did you feel when T-Hack was urinating his way through your house and home? Nina, I swear, we're going to take it as seriously as we can, and we're going to try to get you an answer. Hang on right there. I don't want to destroy the friendship between Maddie and Charlotte, but
mm-hmm.
if mom's not going to handle Charlotte, the sleepover can't happen. I would stop the sleepovers.
You what? I just I feel so bad. There's because I've been there, and it's like when you're wetting the bed and no one else is, and then you're like, what's wrong with me? What's going on? Why can't I get it together?
Go over to places. I
wore pull ups. I remember the first like big sleepover where it was multiple dudes all staying over,
and they didn't know you were wearing pull ups.
And you have to do the kind of secret, put them on and hope your shirt doesn't come up enough to they could see you're wearing them. You got a little bit of the lumpy butt going
on. And nobody was going to do a de-pants or anything.
Right. So there's a lot of that happening. Oh, so it's just because when it's one-on-one, your friends, you can kind of just, you know,
cool,
get away
goes.
With it. But once it's the big sleeper, I remember that. Like, and it,
you had pull-ups.
You're more anxious. You're more nervous. It doesn't help. Nothing helps.
Until
you wake up and you're like, well, did it again.
I'm gonna check and try to snap your little whale tail and see if it's.
I don't wear them every day.
All right. Nina has a friend of her daughter spending the night, and she started a new habit of peeing the bed. Her mom isn't getting involved, so what can she do next? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've had a little time to think about this. We're handling Nina's problem. She's got a daughter, Maddie, who has sleepovers with a friend named Charlotte. And Charlotte, when she comes over, tends to wet the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Nina took the right route, went to the kid's mom, and the kid's mom's like, yeah, okay, and?
Yeah, that's what kids do.
Which we don't know what's going on behind the scenes at the other kid's house. But I'm hoping she's trying to normalize it. And it's like, don't make it a big deal.
I do want to say this. I've had a moment, and I feel like I was a little harsh on T-Hack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, like, because you did wet the bed till later, and I commend you for, like, admitting that.
Till much, much later. Till way too late.
Well, I mean, 12-ish is still, but, like, way to go. I mean, no, but I don't mean way to go.
You did
way
it.
Way to go, bud.
Way to go, number one. Okay.
I'm just saying, I think there are other people who've probably struggled with that. And there might even be some kids listening right now who are like, oh my God, I feel terrible. And they're like, I swear to God, I'm not trying to be weird, but like you're their new, like you're kind of the poster child for it now because you like,
yeah, I'm championing their cause
because you admitted it, and that's cool that you're like, it's like,
it was very embarrassing at the time, like as a 12-year-old, it was horrible. But now that I'm older, it's like, I mean, I didn't,
it just happened.
Yeah, I didn't have any control over it at the, I mean,
it's one of those things, like, this is a terrible analogy, but I have to use it anyway. For the longest time, I felt bad when I started losing my hair in the back. And it was like, I'd be like, oh, I didn't want people behind me or whatever. It's like, hey, man, I didn't do that on purpose.
Right.
You didn't pee on purpose.
No, no, almost never.
It's like, it's just a thing that was happening to you.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I struggled with it a lot. And I remember just, I remember having to upgrade to like the big kid, nighty, whatever, the diapers for lack of whatever. And it was like, it was horrible.
And you just one day just stopped? Or did you do something? Did you practice Kegels or something? I'm like, I'm not trying to be weird, but like, how did it end?
Kind of stopped. I don't know if it was like, I really hit puberty or I don't know if it had anything to do with any of that. I just kind of eventually stopped. Well, I started waking up and going to the bathroom. And now I get up like 6 times a night. So I have the opposite problem.
You do get up.
I get up a lot, yeah.
But well, no, I'm a camel. And you at least just wake up now.
I do.
It's the same problem. You just wake up.
Yeah. I can drink like 700 gallons of water and still hold it.
Me too.
But does your brain do the thing where it's like, it tries so hard to get me to pee the bed?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I have dreams where I walk into a bathroom and I get my junk out and I'm about to pee. And then somebody comes in and you're like, dang it. And like all these things keep happening. And then you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I almost peed.
I have those too. That was part of it. I used to have those dreams when peeing. And then I finally like realized, oh, this is a signal.
Yes,
so that was part of it too.
Wow. Yeah,
get up. Exactly. I have the same dream.
Oh my God. And then I run to another bathroom and I'm like, ready, ready. And then somebody walks in. And you're like, oh, but I'm so glad somebody walks in or else I'd be peeing all over. Anyway, sorry for being insensitive. I realized I was one of the 12-year-old boys who would make fun of you. And that's not cool. That's not nice.
There's lots of views out there. Okay. I lived it.
Mike?
Yai.
What advice do you have for Nina?
So I can tell you, kind of like T-Hack, is up until when my father and mother separated, it was on and off, not at other people's houses, but, you know, it was one of those things where it just was stressful and you really, you know, you have no control. And maybe that's kind of when you let go is when it happens. But I don't think it's a huge concern, but there might be something underlying. It's worth checking.
So you said up until your parents separated, so you were feeling the tension of their relationship and it was manifesting itself in you peeing the bed.
Correct. It was one of those things where it just was on and off. And I noticed there was distance between my mom and dad. And then I knew eventually it was going to happen. My mom was working, trying to go to school, and you could see my dad was getting tense and not knowing what was going on. He was losing control of things. Huh. But my mom was very young when she had me, so.
Interesting. And then once they separated, it stopped?
With me, it stopped. You know, my brother still holds resentment against my dad. I stopped talking. We broke contact for like 15 years, but then we started talking again, and
you didn't start peeing the bed again.
I'm
fascinated by it, like, because it's, you did, like, T-Hack didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't, like, take a class or go to therapy or, like,
no, I don't even know that I, like,
chip clip on it.
Yeah, or like, went to the doctor. I don't remember any of that.
Just one day you're like, I guess I don't pee the bed. Like, and you wouldn't know that was your last time. You just, oh my God, I haven't peed in a while. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it just stopped.
Huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, maybe I'm ready to try without the diaper this time.
And then you did, and it just never happened again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would not never, but.
You know. Thank you for the call, Mike, and the honesty. Missa.
Yeah.
You have advice for Nina? Yeah.
I do. So mom of 7, please do not put her friend into a diaper, sleep underwear like that.
Why not?
Without. Because unless that is your best friend in the whole wide world, she will 100% feel like you are doing something inappropriate with her kiddo.
Oh, okay.
There are like a puppy pad version of a
that
you can put under the sheets.
Smart.
Yeah.
So you don't have to put the diaper on her, you put the diaper on the bed.
Exactly.
Oh.
And that way,
the kiddo's not embarrassed and you're not putting underclothing on a child that doesn't belong to you.
Yeah, but still, when you lay down,
you have to worry about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can hear the...
It's more of a fabric.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not paper.
It's still got that. I know what a puppy pad feels like. I have fetishes.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Are you, T-Hack, as a father, I know it's not happening with your daughter, but are you to the point where you now have to get into that Black Friday mindset or that hunter mindset where you've got to find one of those things that are hitting the top toy list?
Oh.
And worst case, like, you're buying it off of Craigslist on Christmas Eve because you're screwed.
Wait, there was something that he was searching for, but I think it was for him.
Yeah, he's very selfish. He's always looking for the next shoe.
It was Buzz Lightyear in like the original box.
He wanted an original.
But he wanted it.
Well, my son does too, but I'm telling him he has to wait until we find the real one because I only want to buy one and I want it to be the one. So it's a little selfish.
There's two different... No.
It's got to be one of one. His wings have to work, his buttons have to work, his laser has to work, his helmet has to go down.
For you! Like, but Leo doesn't care. Just get him a regular Buzz Lightyear. Get him whatever Buzz Lightyear's out there and then you keep searching for yours that will stay mint in box in your room and you get it out whenever you get out that one.
No, but I want to get it out and play with it. And I also want to buy the Buzz Lightyear.
How are we employed? So the reason I'm asking is I lucked out. Like, my kids never wanted the popular thing. Like,
you had a really cool idea where you guys would either go on a vacation or do gifts.
Once they became old enough to understand, it hit a point, and I know Tieg will not want to admit this, but you probably overbuy for your kids.
Definitely. Absolutely.
And there will be a year, because if Leo gets into Legos the way my kids got into Legos, like, some of them were from Santa and some were from us, but I know the ones that we bought were like, let's just say the baseline Lego set is $60. And when there's 8 Lego sets per kid, now, I don't know if Santa's paying retail or what Santa pays for those, but you're looking at like $500 worth of Legos sitting in front of your kid. They tear them open, they make them, and then they set them aside and they move on with their life. And it's like, they had fun for 3 hours building that Lego set and then it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, for that same $500, we could be in New York.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 days over Christmas. It's like, do you guys want to build 5 more Lego sets or you want to spend 3 days in New York? Mm-hmm. And they were like, let's go to New York.
That's good. What happens when they're like, oh, just the Legos? Sounds like a nightmare, Dad. You'd rather stay here.
You have to get Santa to send them a letter that says, the elves are no longer making Legos this year.
Yeah. Well, we've gotten a little of that because Amazon has sent their big like catalog of all the gifts, all the toys, and Target has sent theirs out too. And we didn't ask for this to be sent. We didn't subscribe. We didn't tell them we had children or anything, but they just...
They know,
yeah. Amazon does definitely, I guess, because we buy diapers. So, and Target... Probably sees how many Legos we buy. So it's just a catalog that comes.
So does he look through it?
Oh yeah, and circled stuff.
I loved doing that as a kid. That was one of my favorite things.
My kids never did that.
Really?
Yeah, because
we
were
in between.
What?
We like for me, that's my childhood. The Sears catalog would come.
Mm-hmm.
I know that makes me seem like a zillion years old. Do you know what Sears
is? Yeah.
Okay.
Uh huh.
They put a catalog out.
I got my picture taken there a time or two.
Okay. Well, did you know that at the back of it is where all the bras are? So you'd pretend to be looking at toys, but you're really looking at girls in bras?
Yeah.
They had underwear shots of dudes, too, if you needed that, Aaron.
I was looking at the toys.
Okay, well, so was I at a certain age, but that makes me so happy that tradition's still alive.
No, it's terrible, because now he's got everything in the magazine circled, and he's just like, yeah, when do I get this?
It does suck with Amazon and like the two-day shipping. Because now it's like, just add to cart, buy immediate. And it's like, it's going to be here in like an hour, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't work that way with Santa. Santa, you have to send him a letter.
But Santa only comes once a year. It's harder for him to learn that when there are Amazon boxes coming to the door every single day.
Like, listen, I'm going to buy you one Christmas present. The rest is coming from the big man up north. And so you got to write the letter. You got to make sure, like, Santa's elves can make most of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They can't make all of it. Like, for example, okay. I remember when Erin was being a real bad girl a few years ago, and Santa's elves could not get their hands on a damn PlayStation whatever. Like, I am dressed in camo and like the weird leave thing, living outside of Best Buy's trying to get a damn PS5 for this girl. It wasn't even for you, it was for your boyfriend.
Yeah, but then I got one too. No regrets.
But that was on your list for two straight Christmases and you still didn't get it. Until, like, for real, I did some shady crap to try to get you one.
I know, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, great.
The other thing they do in these catalogs, though, they never put the prices.
Oh, yeah.
The prices are not listed. You have to look up the
item. They're
not? No, it's just, here's this, isn't this the awesome thing? Target has a lot of cool stuff where they actually, like, collab with stuff. Like, my son's really into Transformers, so they have an Optimus Prime that's a Target one.
Oh, okay.
So he transforms into a Target semi. Instead of the normal truck.
Cute.
And it's like, kind of
cool. A little too branded. They should pay you for that.
What do you mean?
I don't wear shirts with a logo on it. Cause it's like, if you want me to wear your logo, then you pay me to wear the shirt. I want a shirt with no logo. So if like you want me to play with your Target toy, then it should be considerably cheaper than an actual Optimus Prime, unbranded.
Oh, it's not cheaper.
It's not?
No, it's more.
The collabs make them more expensive for sure.
To play with a Target?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the bullseye on it.
Here's what I want to do this year, and this could be crazy, and we might not have enough time, but like, there's a list of the hottest toys. Do you know what the hottest one would be? Because I want to Dwight Schrute it.
Oh, and
but not do it in a negative way. Not
do it in a negative way. Form an alliance.
Yes, absolutely, I do. Like, I want to buy, if it's the LOL, is it LOL or LOL?
I think it's LOL.
The surprise mermaids. I want to buy like
Hold on, I'm looking it
500
up.
Of them, or a whole bunch of them. Probably not Mr. Beast lab mutators because he's turned out to be a tool or something. Mm. But like, and just have them, and then if Santa lets you down, we could do it. Aww. Like it's like,
oh, we could hook you
up. If it's like yes, but we need to know
these
what,
little things. Why
the
are these
things?
Yeah,
yeah, they're stupid.
Yeah,
but that's, I mean, can we trust this list? Don't we need to go straight to the kids to know like what's the real toy?
Text in right now to 51059. Is there a toy that your kids absolutely have to have? I say we get it, and then we could just on Christmas Day. You probably won't want to do this, Tiak, but I don't have a life.
Same.
The elves that are Erin, Tiak, and Slacker. Maybe Tiak is optional. We just roll up to your house with the most popular toy.
I like it. That's very cool, but I need to know what it is.
Text right now, tell us what toy you think you're not going to be able to get, and we may show up at your house. Text to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is there something wrong with me that the 333 rule that's going around on TikTok, I am really afraid to finish this sentence in this room. I'm really afraid to be judged by everyone.
Why? I am really curious as to what you think about it.
What is it?
Because that is like the norm now.
Okay, so the
333. I'm like, oh, Wendy's lowered their prices. It's not a 4 for $4. It's a 333. Is it something different? What is this?
Is there a way that you could run anything in your life through a filter that doesn't involve fast food?
No.
They are grease filters.
Dude, it's scary how much how much of your brain.
It used to be the 4 for $4. Now it's a $5 biggie bag. I'll have you know. So this would
do
be.
Do you buy the cheap stuff at the like? Do you are you a value menu guy?
Depending. Yeah, I like the stuff like that. The deals like that.
But it seems to
nuggets,
me,
that, like, you get like a little bit of everything.
But
I
you're a
like
rut
that.
Guy too, so it seems to me like you know what you like at a place, and mm-hmm. with dollar menu or no, 333 or no, you know what you want at Wendy's. You mm-hmm. know what you want.
Do you always get the same thing
at each place? Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually.
Do you eat at Arby's?
Not in a long time.
No,
my mom and dad.
I had a rough experience.
My dad just passed, but like they would get some 4 for $5 deal.
Yeah, they had something like that. Yeah,
it's like or 4 for $10. I don't know.
Arby's sauce is really,
sandwiches.
Really good.
Okay, but then they would eat two that night and eat two more the next day.
Okay,
which I find.
Where would they put them?
Just like, in the fridge. Just on the counter. No, they would put them.
I don't know.
No, under a heat lamp. Yeah. My parents live in an Arby's.
They put them on the porch for me.
And the idea of eating Arby's is so strange to me that it's like,
it's, you know.
I've heard they've got a burger now that doesn't suck.
Arby's has a burger?
We have the meat.
I thought they only had
the meats now. Haven't you seen, like, it's Bing Rames doing the voice. You know who that is?
No.
Pulp Fiction?
No. Is that the one with John Travolta when he's like looking around in the room?
Oh yeah, it is.
Okay. Sure, there's, I would say, in every John Travolta film ever made, he's in a room and likely
looking around,
looks around the room. Urban Cowboy, where's John Travolta looking around the room?
Tiak knew exactly what I was talking about.
I knew what you meant.
It's a popular gif.
Also, I got called the other day. I was wearing a suit and you're so Pulp Fiction right now. I was like, I'm just wearing a suit.
Yeah, but with the long hair, and you were in a black suit with a white shirt and a black tie.
But that's 100%. Just suit. That's just generic.
That's
suit.
No,
but with your hair, you were Vincent Vega, man. With your hair, slick back. You just got to walk him going, Mr. Vega. Oh, God. You were. It was at my father's funeral. You got called up. You got complimented. Just take it.
Wasn't it by you?
It was.
Then take it. Was it by me? I don't know. I was grieving. A-holes. Do we have time to get to the 333 rule?
I want to know what it is. Yes, what is
All right,
it?
I'm so getting hungry. It's when you go to a restaurant and they have various items for $3.
Say more. What restaurant?
You guys, the show is over. If I can't pull it back together, we should just stop. Does anybody?
Okay. You got it, boss.
The 333 rule is: after 3 dates, you should know if there's a spark. After 3 weeks,
this is dating. Yes. I don't even think you've said that it's about dating.
Oh, it's okay. It's trying to figure out if you should stick or you should bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if there's not
it's
a spark,
like a timeline, kind of.
Yeah. So 3 dates, you should know if there's a spark. 3 weeks, you'll have a better idea if there's real potential. And 3 months, you got to know. It's like if this is poo or get off the pot. Make this official or move on. Make it a
three
real relationship
months.
Or move on.
Doesn't that seem like kind of a long time?
Yeah.
I'm going to say my 333 rule is 3 seconds.
For the spark. Yeah. 3 dates seems like a lot to know.
You think I'm going to go out with you a second time?
If there's not a spark.
Would you?
No. And I've done that. I've felt the lack of spark.
You're trying to like...
Where it's just like, yeah, I didn't feel it. That's okay. I hope you find what you're looking for.
You've said out loud.
Yeah, I've had that said to me. And it's totally fine. First date, for sure, not third.
Mm. Have you had it said to you where you felt the spark? Like, did you ever disagree or you've always been like, yeah.
There's never been a one-way spark?
Not really. Not at this point. Not spark.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you had that?
Yes. I've had people go like, whoa, this is great. And it's like, oof, is it?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm great or anything, but it's like, here's the reality. And this TX never come back out here into the dating world.
Okay.
But
I'll be at Wendy's.
No, but you you would shred. Yeah. You would shred out in the dating world because I think sometimes the reason women feel a spark for me and would definitely feel a spark for Tiak is the bar is set so flippant.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's like, oh my God, did you just open my car door? It's like, yeah. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like, you think that's good? I mean, there's like the scent of ovary in the air for like the smallest like, gestures.
You bathed today?
I'm dead serious.
Someone sent me a picture. They bought a new candle and they were like, hey, got this because you like the smell. And I was like, all right, let's go.
There's the spark.
There is the spark.
So then you're saying what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Your spark is how long? It's not 3 seconds, but it's not 3 dates.
Right.
Within 30 minutes, you know.
Yeah, you know for sure. And then after the first date, you really know if it's there.
So 3 weeks before you know if there's potential.
Which how often are you seeing them in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Are you seeing them like a couple times a week? So it's really only like 6 dates that maybe feels right for long term potential.
I don't want to speak for Aaron, but I think we're very similar when it comes to dating. If there's a spark, then we pretty much are conjoined twins at that point.
Mm. Like, I would be that way too. Yeah,
I'm just like, Okay. Well, yeah. I felt something, you feel something, let's just hang out. Like, mm-hmm. come over, let's wake up, let's have mimosas, let's go ride the train in Georgetown. Like, you just suddenly, let's go hike. Like, let's condense this into, like.
Hmm. That's the most exciting part of a relationship, right?
Oh my God, let's wait 3 weeks before, I'll see you next Saturday.
But
what?
Then you burn out because you go through everything so quickly.
You're not going to burn out if it's the right person. You're just not. I don't think so. Although every single human that's ever been in my... Oh my God, Aaron. That's so mean. I'm saying I bump everything up. 3 dates.
The 3 weeks I'm okay with because I'm a 1 date a week person at first.
With one person, but you're...
Yeah. Well, yeah.
She's got a full schedule. Saying,
I only have time for that.
You're my Monday guy, but you have okay.
No, I only date one person at a time, and I date them. I only date one person at a time.
Allergies. Okay, I believe you. For me, it's 3 minutes, spark, 3 dates, potential.
Okay.
How long before you decide if you're ready to make it official?
I do think 3 months is too long.
It feels like it just is official at that point. Yeah. If you've been together 3 months already.
That's where my situationships are. And then it always ends.
I can knock all three of these things out on the way to Applebee's.
Yeah, great deals, actually.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
You do?
Yeah.
Because I already forgot.
Really?
No, okay. This is a weird thing.
I don't think it's weird.
I think it's a little bit weird because I think people are going to hate us a little bit.
Why?
Because I think so many people when they're growing up are like, I want to be a... And then somewhere along the way, they just let it go. And they're just... With all due respect to accountants,
or it's just a
you're
funny
just an
job.
Then?
What? Well, or it's like a funny job that the odds of doing that are so slim and the job doesn't even exist anymore. Something weird. And then you do something else. And it's okay.
I know it is okay, but like we were just kind of talking, like, what did you want to be when you grew up and what are you now?
I wanted to be an accountant. And look at
I know that your dad's an accountant and he's probably listening. You're trying to get a little cash out of him or something. And he's probably got a specific...
He's a lot better with the numbers than I am.
But did you genuinely... Like, I wanted to be a rock star.
Yeah.
And you kind of were.
I know, but when you put kinda on it, then I wasn't.
No, but you were, but then you gave, eventually sometimes your dreams change. I think that part's okay too. I think that's kind of what Aaron is saying too. Like life happens, or you meet someone you fall in love with, or you have a kid, or what, you move, like, and then you start doing, like, you were a rock star and then you decided I don't want to do this anymore. I think that's okay too.
No, I still wanted to do it. I just wanted it to go to another level, and it was obvious that was never going to happen, which was a bummer.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're just like, you're in it, like, there's different levels. If you could just accept who you are and, like, just be comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. Like, you're Like, this is a terrible example because they're not even together anymore, but I just thought about him the other day. Jake Schroeder. Do you guys know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. He was in a band called Opie Gone Bad. You'd know him as the guy for the longest stretch of the Avalanche. He was the guy who sang the national anthem.
Oh, okay.
Jake's got just a shredder of a voice.
Cool.
But then he got involved with, like, veterans and the Police Action League and stuff, and then he just kind of stopped being a rock. Like, but he had accepted, I don't think that band ever thought they were going to be like the next Bon Jovi, but they sold out. If they played in Colorado, everyone came. Opie Gone Bad was dope. And Jake could sing his pee-pee off. And then he was just like, okay, I'm done. And it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be a rock star, but not at that level. I wanted to be all the way to the next level. And if I didn't get that, then I was an absolute failure. Whereas Jake was comfortable with the level he was at.
Right, but then maybe he just reached an age where he doesn't want to be out late. He doesn't want to be on the road. He doesn't want, like, he's wants to have a more stable retirement plan or something. Like,
probably.
I think that part's okay,
and
too.
And he just started doing great work for people.
And mm-hmm. he maybe found it more fulfilling, too, yeah. personally. Like, I'm actually...
Whereas I'm just so narcissistic. I'm like, if I don't have enough eyes on me at this job, I had to go do a different job.
Mm-hmm. Where you got ears on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's so weird. But in a weird way, I also kind of wanted to do this job. Because I used to, dude, mm-hmm. people, and you probably don't, this is not going to be all about me. I want to talk to everybody about like what they did, what they wanted to be. But like, if you ever listened to Dean and Raj, which were a huge show in Denver, or mm-hmm. you listened to Jamie Frosty and Frank, or there's just a bunch of different shows. Dom and Jane. I was on all their shows. I called radio shows all the time and just did stupid voices. Nobody knew it was me, but I like, dude.
But this was way, but you had never even done radio yourself. You
just
called
hilarious.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so.
I
yeah.
have called in to other shows in this market since I've been on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I call, if you hear a guy named Travis who sounds like Patrick Mahomes, because I do this, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got a great one hit wonder. I'd want, like, you ever heard the song? I have called, I swear to God, I have left here and called other shows.
You've sent us. Recordings.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Which so. Is cool. That means that there's something in you innately, like this is the path you were meant to be on. Maybe you took the rock star route to get here, but
yeah.
this was in you.
Okay, so this is what I wanted to say. Don't you think people will hate us because I wanted to kind of be this and I got it. And how many people don't? Because did you want to do this, Aaron?
I knew I always wanted to be in the entertainment industry. It kind of changed, like at first I wanted to be an actor for okay. the longest time. And then maybe a singer, and then I went back to actor, but I knew no matter what, I wanted to be in entertainment.
Did you sing? Did you try mm-hmm. to sing?
Yeah.
Did you release stuff?
No.
Did you write songs?
No. That part fizzled out pretty quickly.
But what kind of singing did you do? Were you like a theater singer? Did you sing like...
Well, because I...
Or were you singing like rock songs?
Both.
Okay. I know you went to school for music, but I didn't know you wanted to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. We got to make that like.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, we could do a feature or something.
No, it's okay.
Right now. Let's.
Why not? Let's go. Do you have anything prepared?
No. No. T-Hack, what did you want to do?
No, but I mean, do you feel, I don't want to say guilty because we shouldn't feel guilty because we got what we wanted.
I was actually thinking about this yesterday because I was talking to someone who was asking about how I got into radio and I had it so easy.
You
so easy. And
you
I do
in
feel
off the street.
I yeah. do feel really guilty about that, but I also know that I have worked my ass off to get here.
100%. You did like yeah. I don't want to get down in the weeds on this, but if you get your foot in the door at a radio station, it's hard enough to get your foot in the door. If you get in, you just have to be willing to do whatever it mm-hmm. takes to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron did it. I mean,
right.
I'm not saying seedy crap, but you just get
no, yeah.
it's like
yeah.
somebody calls at 3 a.m. and goes, I think we're off
it
the air. It's like I can be yep. anybody there. I'll be there first.
Yeah, and I think also, like, what you were given an opportunity, what are you supposed to do? Turn
right.
it down? Because, no, that's not, it's like...
No, I get it.
You know, I don't hold any... You're supposed to, if you get an opportunity, you're supposed to take it, regardless of the
but
industry.
But you wanted like, to do this too, right?
Yeah, I did, yeah. If I didn't make the NBA, which I was close.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but was there a point in your life where you legitimately thought you would?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think because I knew it would take the delusional confidence and the
that's
like
smart,
hard
actually.
Work
yeah.
to make it is like I had the kind of like no one's going to tell me I'm not going to. And I just stopped growing. Which is a big, which is a big part of it, actually.
Yeah. So. I mean, my son was exactly the same. My son has more heart than anybody. Like, he wanted to play. He loves football. Mm-hmm. And, like, just murdered in football his entire career through, like, elementary school, middle school, and then freshman year gets to Regis and walks in. And it's like, it's freshman only team. So I'm like, you're going to murder. You don't have to go against varsity guys. It's all people your age.
Your age and closer to your size.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, we walked onto the field and everyone is 6'5". And I'm like,
never mind.
Where did these kids come from?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Like, that doesn't count.
You guys!
Count. What?
Professional radio show. Mm. Song ends, then we start talking. Play this song.
We are
again.
Not professional.
Play another song and then we'll start.
Okay.
Or you want to just start?
We'll just start.
there's a new dating term called throning, but I guess it's an old thing, but we've just renamed it to throning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was it called before?
I don't know if it had a name before, but it was definitely around.
So explain to the person who's only read the headline throning, a new term for an old dating trend.
Well, as the person who read only the next sentence,
okay,
throning is dating someone mainly to enhance one's reputation and boost one's ego.
Okay. Tiek, did you get any farther into the story? Or
I read the next sentence, at least part of it. Throning's been around for a long time. It can be fine as long as both sides are clear and open about the arrangement.
So what the song ending interrupted the conversation of is Tiek... had the mental fortitude and self-reflection to go, I don't think I've ever been throned.
No, I don't think anyone's throned me.
So does...
Are we bleeping this?
No.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, come and throne me, baby.
Does that mean you have to be important to be throned, right?
I don't know, because I don't know if they mean, like... on a professional level, or if it's just like
who's
the self-confidence.
Thrones? The person who is?
It says both parties.
As long as they're open to it. I think like if you dated like the CEO of a company and you were only dating him because he's the CEO and I go to these fancy parties and I look good and I get to tell people, you know, I'm dating that CEO of this company. Like that would be throwing.
That's jersey chasing is what I call it.
That's what I've heard it called too.
But people always thought jersey chasing was only if you're chasing a Nugget, an Av, a Bronco, a Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's anything. Like you're jersey chasing. I mean, I don't know if you're at Boulder Dinner Theater going after the understudy for Sweeney Todd. Yeah. Wow.
That is so specific.
If they're showing Sweeney Todd, we got to go up there.
Hold on.
And figure out Boulder Dinner Theater. What's showing at Boulder Dinner Theater right now?
Yeah.
And you got to try to nail the understudy for whatever.
Wait.
What are they showing?
They closed?
Oh, Boulder. Is it gone? Well, never mind then.
Mm-hmm.
Is there no dinner theaters left in Colorado?
I don't know. I think there's
when
one.
Was the last, have you ever gone to one?
Yeah, I used to perform in them. Oh, like constantly.
I know we're so far off topic, but like, are they all the same? There was one in Berthoud, I think.
There was one in Fort Collins the Carousel Dinner Theater that I was at literally from age 9 to 16.
Okay, well, I need to ask Tia because he was a thespian as well.
Yes.
Mm.
Do you know what happens at a dinner theater?
I've been to one. I've had a buddy who did, he did the murder mystery thing. That's different right? Where it's like a murder.
It's similar though.
A dinner like that. Yeah, he was a paid actor for
but
one of those.
But the weirdest part is, like the lead actress is bringing you your salad.
No, I didn't know. Oh.
Sometimes.
The dinner theater,
sometimes. Not all the time, but yeah.
Are the actors. So it's like, oh, it's an intermission. Let's serve the main course. And then they come out and you're like, hey, you were just.
A lot of the time, it's just the ensemble and the main characters.
They don't have to do it.
Yeah, and they have other servers who are not performing.
Okay.
There's something so cool about
that. It's the ones you want to throne who aren't. They don't have to do that.
You know what he's doing? He's trying to bring it back. He's trying to bring it back to what we're supposed to be talking about. But I need to know if we're going to a dinner theater anytime soon.
I would
soon.
Love to. Or a murder mystery dinner.
I would do it. Yeah. I've been to one at Disney World. I know. But that was
really?
A little different. It was like kind of a honky tonk kind of thing.
They're all honky tonk. Yeah.
Do you
in
know,
the best way possible.
Do you know that you say honky tonk like she says Funyun?
What? What's wrong?
Because you were like, honky. Like, you had this weird. Yeah, he's like, honky, honky. You're like, you had this weird pause at a. I can't even. I don't know what it was, but you paused in the weirdest part of the sentence or the word. For some reason, it was like you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable kind of thing.
I'll stop saying it. Luckily, I don't say it that often, so that might be why. I'm just rusty.
Okay, back to what is it called?
Throning.
All right. First off, if you know where there's an open dinner theater, text into 51059. We will come.
Absolutely.
We will, yeah. I'll even try to join the cast.
Oh.
Because I want to nail the understudy for Sweeney Todd.
But I think this story is saying it's okay. Like if you're the CEO and you're dating the CEO because he's a CEO, and the CEO also realizes, well, I've got this.
She's hot. I get arm candy.
Clearly, I'm.
Or
not,
he's hot. Sorry to imply that the CEO could only be a male.
But it's kind of like we know what the game. We know what's up. We know what's going on here. Like I'm dating her because she makes me look good. She's dating me because I make her look good, and we're happy in that setup.
I've definitely been ghosted after I got someone concert tickets.
So you got throned.
Oh, no. I did. Yeah.
Throned and dethroned.
Yeah.
Deboned, dethroned.
No, I got boned. Oh.
Hold on. Good kind.
What is the right order?
Okay. Can I have that narcissistic moment?
Yeah.
I'm effing slacker. Why is nobody throning me?
I think people tried to.
Nobody's tried to throne me.
People hit on you at events.
When have you seen somebody hit on me?
People hit on you through us. Like all the time.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're holding back? Yeah. It's described
as guardians of the throne. We're protecting.
Tell me how it would work if somebody, you're saying somebody's gone to you and said.
Well, yeah, there was.
This is awkward now. I can't make eye contact with you while you were talking to me about this.
No, there was, I don't, she was very nice. She was very angry.
Oh.
At
an event.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I got screamed at by a listener. Yeah. Who wanted to.
Thrown
you or who? Any of the other rhyming words?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Who in the room has seen the cinematic classic, The Lorax?
I have. Want to guess when it came out?
2014.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you, my daughter, for a rambunctious 14-year-old girl who you would think is only into like moody things, like we'll watch Horton Hears a Who or The Lorax right now.
Really?
It's just, we watched like, oh my God. We watched Tangled. We've watched.
Okay. Tangled is phenomenal.
Dang, I agree. The one of the best.
I think it's the best Disney.
I'll put Lorax against Tangled right now.
Really?
And Lorax will win.
Really?
Do you know what we should do? We should do like a bracket.
Okay.
And we just nominate teams and then people can vote online and we see who's got, because what is the best movie like that? There is a best movie like that.
Yeah.
Just animated movie? Or what do you mean like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, probably kid, like for the longest time when I was little and definitely probably when you guys were little, kids' movies were for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And like an adult happened to walk through the room and go like, this is just mind-numbing. It's stupid. Nothing's good about it. And then like Pixar and some other companies came out and they're like, there's as much in there for the grown-ups as there is for kids. It's just the humor's flying over the head of the kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then the kids are just seeing cute little bears.
Right. I remember Toy Story being like that.
Toy Story's 100%
Shrek was that way for sure too. Mm-hmm. Like
Shrek is amazing. Like the kids don't realize there's an awkward love interest between a dragon and a donkey.
Right. Well, and there's also some other stuff because DreamWorks made Shrek, right? But like someone else turned him down. And so they have innuendos in there towards the other production company.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
I didn't know that. Well, okay. So we're way off of what I was going to say. But anyway, The Lorax, which is better than Tangled, is a movie where the dude, Ed Helms, like destroys the forest to a point where some guy gets rich selling fake air.
Yeah. And this movie, it came out in 2012, by the way.
Ah, dang. Just 2 years off.
Circle.
2012.
But isn't it weird? Because it's like, oh yeah, the new one, the one that just came out in 12 years ago.
That's really that old?
Yeah, I know. That's.
And it's like a top Halloween costume every single year.
It's such a good.
It's so funny.
That movie's so cute.
I haven't seen it.
Get out of the studio. You're not allowed to play. Like,
it's okay. It's not Tangled. You're going to be disappointed.
Are you being serious right now? You're being serious.
I'm being dead honest. Aaron, you will be disappointed.
Text into 51059 one of two words, Lorax or Tangled. Which one is a better... That's insane to me.
Mandy Moore? It's Tangled. Yeah.
I get it. Frying Pan, Cool Horse, mm-hmm. Flynn Rider, or Eugene Humperdinck or something, whatever.
At last I see the lights. You're not beating that with ding-ding-ding-ding.
Yes, you are.
It helps.
You're 100%. Taylor Swift is in The Lorax. Facts. Zac Efron is in The Lorax. Do I have to keep going?
Yeah.
Like, it's the greatest.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
Now we're talking.
Do you understand that Entangled, that the reason, do you understand that the wedding of the two people Entangled at the end, mm-hmm. do you know this? Do you know what I'm about to say?
Are you talking about Coronation Day in the first Frozen?
The reason the Frozen parents are dead is they went to the wedding of the Tangled people.
Oh, yes, yes.
They're in there, right? And there's a shot
of them.
They're
not in there. They might be in there, but
you
there's
like...
You
see like the back of them.
Yes. Mm. So it's like, yeah.
Walking into,
and they didn't make it back from going to some event in Frozen. Mm. So if it wasn't for stupid Tangled, then...
I still love them.
Elsa wouldn't have gone bat guano crazy and frozen a bunch of people.
Okay. All right.
I think the reason I bring this up is in the... That Lorax is just a movie and they're selling fake air and now it's really happening. And this is, Tiak off air was trying to make a correlation between when bottled water came out
Yeah,
and now there's canned air.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it was a big deal when bottled water came out because it seemed so foreign. It's just like, what?
Right. There's a drinking fountain right
exactly.
There.
And I remember we would go to the summer concert series in my hometown. It's called Steamboat Days. And I would get to get one treat every night we'd go. And I remember telling my parents, I want to try bottled water. And they were...
You could have had a Snickers.
Right. Or a slushy or a soda or like anything.
And you wanted bottled water.
Because I wanted to try it. It was brand new. My parents tried to tell me, like, you're going to be disappointed.
It's so hard for me to like picture being surprised at bottled water because I don't know. That's just...
It's just been here since you
were... Yeah. But I do remember being like, canned water, that's odd.
Canned water for... I don't know why.
But I'm okay with it now.
I know it's better for the environment. I can't stand it.
Really?
It's just a psychological thing. I feel like I can taste the can.
Mm.
I know it sounds like, oh, I don't want to wear the condom because I can feel it. But it's like, it's the same thing. It's like,
it's true. It's true.
I don't like it. It changes it for me, baby.
No, but when you have, what's that guy's water? The hottie from Game of Thrones.
Jason Momoa?
Yeah. Sorry.
He's literally, Jason Momoa Light is directly to your left.
But his water is really good.
No, it's not.
It is.
I've never had the canned water.
You haven't? Like, mm-mm. Southwest Airlines has, like, if you go to Napa, like, when we go to Live in the Vineyard in Napa, Southwest is a big sponsor of it or whatever, so they have their canned water all over the thing, and it's just weird. Maybe it's because you're hammed on wine from all day.
Yeah.
But it's weird.
That's
or, like, the Fillmore has, like, Liquid Death is the only water
that's
you can get
that's
in that
Momoa's
place.
Company.
No, it's not.
Yes,
he's
it
not
is.
Liquid Death.
Yes, he is.
He's something else.
No, that's
he's
him.
He's something else.
That's him.
He's not Liquid Death.
I will Google it.
Somebody get to me
first.
Yeah,
I think it's I can't pronounce it. Mananalu water.
Hold on, everyone. We're gonna have a little bit of dead air here until Aaron apologizes for being so dead wrong. So let me ask. It's not it.
Was he just like a spokesperson for it?
No, he was only a spokesperson for his own water. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I did get bottled water that time when I was 8. And I think my parents were right. I was very disappointed. It's just water.
Do you want me to get you canned air or are you done?
Yeah, I'll try it. It's new.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a weird story. You know how businesses are supposed to go out and like recruit customers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have... the weirdest story of a ambulance company recruiting customers.
I have a story. We all know it's bad to text and drive, but you shouldn't be doing this while you're driving either.
Ooh, can I guess what
There's
it is?
There's a lot of things you shouldn't be doing while driving.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Germany.
Hello.
Why?
Because it's all I know.
Let's go get down.
There was a woman in Germany.
She was in Germany, yeah.
She totaled her car.
Totaled
it. On the Autobahn.
Like she was driving fast on the Autobahn.
She was trying to eat.
She was having food.
Yes, a bowl of cereal while she was driving her car. She ended up hitting a parked car and a lamppost. Get this, not only just eating the cereal.
What?
She was trying to pour the milk into the bowl.
Making the cereal.
Yeah, she was quite a little bit of a chef while driving. So lots of no-nos here. So she totaled her car, got a bunch of damage.
Oh, it, yeah, like it wrecked my Instapot.
Like, you guys haven't eaten a bowl of cereal while driving.
I am dead serious. I've done some nefarious crap while driving, but not that.
No, I don't like cereal, so I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't put ingredients together while I'm driving.
Well, no, I definitely don't do that.
You've walked out of your house with a bowl of cereal in your hand?
Yeah. But okay. I don't have milk in it, so it's just a little container for me to...
Well, it's a good thing you're not in Germany. They put her away for life.
Shut up!
They had to. She's a serial offender.
Oh... Man, I walked all the way. Oh my God.
You had no choice.
You took the Autobahn there.
And you know
there.
What else?
What?
Life is sort of. He almost had one in there too.
Yeah.
Because it's like for life. It's like they put her away for Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got snap, crackle, and popped for her crime.
Do you have more of these or can I tell my
That's
story?
That's it. Go ahead. Do your best. Try. Try to match that energy.
Have we ever just done one story?
I don't know.
Because I'm dead serious. I'm thinking about not doing my story.
I want to know about the ambulance.
Okay. It's out of Oregon. So there was a 71-year-old man named William who was riding his bike a couple years ago when out of nowhere, an ambulance crashed into him. Apparently, the drivers were eating a whole heaping helping of Frosted Flakes.
I heard it on the Slacker Show. Yum.
They hit the 71-year-old man on his bike, and then they realized, well, what are we going to do? I know. We're an ambulance. Let's take him to the hospital.
Oh, wow, perfect.
So they hit him, hurt him, but then took him to the hospital.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Then they sent him a ginormous bill for... The ambulance ride.
Oh my gosh, no.
You know, it feels wrong. We shouldn't get paid for this.
It's not free.
Oh my gosh.
He is suing them for all of his medical bills. They sent him like an $1,800 bill for the ride that he would not have needed.
If they didn't hit him.
Had they not been having their Cap'n Crunch. All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.